Yes, that's what we want to say. I can make her swear midiraisa. And this the Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Shisha b'rei de Ravidi. He asked him back a kasha. Heich somech sada kamo asada basra. What does the first Eidechot have to do with the second Eidechot? They're not saying the same Eidus. The first Eidechot knows that the husband paid her up the ksuba a month ago, a year ago. And the second Eidechot knows that the husband paid him up the ksuba right now. So how could he bring one and one together? You don't have two Eidim on any one payment. So it's not called the husband has two Eidim now on the second payment that he paid up his wife the ksuba. So if Elo Amarav Shisha B'Reid Ravidi, he says, Elamai, the Eitzah should be like this, that Yoyiv lo ksubasa b'yapei sadi. I'll tell you like this better. Let the husband now pay up his wife in front of two Eidim. B'yapei sadi, kama, b'yapei sadi kama, v'sada basra. When he pays up his wife now the second time, let him bring again the first Eidechot and a second Eidechot. So you have now two Eidim seeing that the husband is now paying up his wife to ksuba. U'mukim lo la'ana kamoi balvo. And now the husband will go to Bezlin and complain that he lent his wife $1,000 2 months ago. And he has an Eidechot for that. The Eidechot now will agree that the first time when the husband paid up his wife, it was a loan. And if she's going to say nothing doing, so therefore the Lacharish is going to have to swear midiraisa. Because when you have an Eidechot saying your money, if you want to free yourself, you have to swear midiraisa. That's the way the husband can make his wife swear midiraisa. But again, Maskel or Ravash, Ravash has to cash it back. Akati still have a question here. Yechoyla lemeima. She could say, Beis ksuba savoy, nothing doing. I collected two ksubas. You owed me two ksubas. When we got married, there were two ksubas written up. Like here also, the first day dechod, he knows that the husband paid her up a teras ksuba. And the second Adim are saying she was paid up a teras ksuba. So true, if there's only one ksuba, it has to be that one payment was a loan. But maybe she'll wake up and be smart to say no. Both payments were for the two ksubis. I received two ksubis. So again, she won't have to swim in the raisa. So much like this, Elu Amrav Ashi, Hu du moiduluhu. The only eitzer is for the husband to tell the eidim like this. So Drashi, the moiduluhu is sadikama. Ubasro, let the husband notify the first two eidim. Lefnei purayin hasheni, before he's paying up the second time. And tell him the exact story. That the husband is saying, really there's only one ksuba here. And really I paid up my wife's ksuba already. She's being kofer, so I'm going to have to pay her up a second time. But I want to do something to make her swear midiraisa. So if they tell this to the Eidim at the beginning, the Eidim know now when he pays a second time, there's no payment for two ksubas. So therefore, what was one payment that had to be b'teras halvor? So if the Eidechot agrees and knows now that the husband is only giving one for the ksuba and the other one was a loan, so she's going to have to swear now that she did not receive the loan. And since there's an Eidechot that she did receive the money, she's going to have to swear midiraisa. So kids, so this is the way to get your wife to have to swear midiraisa. But then the Mishnah says, Menachosim Mishabadim. Anytime somebody comes to collect money from the Mishabadim, in a case where you lend somebody money and that person sold his property and now has nothing left, so when you go to collect, you go to those people that bought the property. So when you take the property back from them, the Mishnah says you have to swear first that you did not collect any money up until now. Tanan Nasim, learned the Mishnah in Shavuos that v'chein ha-yisoymim, even yisoymim orphans, when they come to collect money, la'yifurel v'shavua, when they come to collect money, they have to swear first that they weren't paid up yet. For the Gemara Miman, who are they collecting money now that they have to swear also? Ilay ma miloiva, that they're going to collect money. Knows their father lent money to somebody, and now the children are coming to collect that loan. So the Gemara says, Hash tavi in shakab leshua. Madich, the father would be alive. There's a shtar here, most probably. So the father would be alive. The father, the malva, has the shtar that this person owes the money. He would collect the money without swearing. V'yinu b'shua. So why should the kids now, why should the Yoshim have to swear? Why are the kids worse than the father? The Yoshim also have this shtar now that this person owes the father the money. So why should they have to swear? El Ochikom, this is what the Mishnah over there means in Shavuos. Vechein ha-yisoymin min ha-yisoymin. If let's say the Loiva, he also died. In other words, the Malva and the Loiva, both of them died. Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and both of them died. So now the children of Shimon the children of Reuven is coming to collect $1,000 from the children of Shimon. That's called Yisoymim Min HaYisoymim. In such a case, the Lachar is La Yifrela B'Shua. that still they have to swear before they collect the money. Even though they're Yisaimim, still they have to swear. Now, Amar Rav Zerika, Amar Rav Yehuda, Lashana, this is only learned that Lashamru Yisaimim. Elishamru Yisaim, the Yisaim are saying that Amar Lanu Abba, our father, the Leiver is saying, our father told us, Lavisi, that's true, I borrowed money from that person, but Operati, I also paid him back. So then, the Yisaimim now have to swear before they collect the money. Avol Omru, let's say, the Yisaimim, the Leiver's Yisaimim, the one that borrowed the money, telling us over, that Omar Lanu Abba, our father told us, that Lo Lavisi, that I never borrowed the money in the first place, then the Lachri is Af Bishur Lo Yifru, that these Yoshim now that are coming to collect the money with the Shtar, that they have a Shtar saying their father lent the other person's father money, they can't collect even with the Shvua. That's what he wanted to say. So this Gemara says, why? What kind of Shtar is this? There's a Shtar here. The Yisayim have a Shtar, they have a Shtar from their father, that their father lent this other person money. So then why can't they collect money from that person? Even though that person died, they should be able to collect from his children. Mask of love, Rava. Rav has a question, other Rabbi, just the opposite it should be. The case is that if the kids say over that their father says that the father did not borrow the money, then it is as if the father for sure say he did not pay up. So therefore, since we have a shtar here, so since the Yisraelim have a shtar showing that their father did lend him the money, and the other father is saying, I never paid up, so for sure they should be able to collect the money. The only reason why you have to swear is because maybe it was paid up already. But if that person says, Lo Lavisi, I never borrowed the money, the klal is when somebody says, Lo Lavisi, I didn't borrow the money, it's as if he's saying, also, I never paid it up. Because if you paid up, you should have said better, you paid up. By saying you didn't borrow the money, you're also saying you didn't pay it up. So we have a shtar here that someone did lend you the money, then you have a right to collect without a shvua. So how could you say you have to swear? Or how could you say you don't even collect with a shvua? It should be just the opposite. You collect without a shvua even. Ella, so it should be like, but it should be, Ella, it should be like this. Ella Yitma, if it was learned, Toch Yitma, this is the way it should be learned. That Amar Reb Zerika, Amar Reb Yehuda. Loishanu, when was this learned that Yisayim have to swear? Elishamru Yisayim, that the Yisayim, the children of the Leiva say, Omalonu Abba, that our father told us, Lovisi Prati, that our father agrees that he borrowed the money, but our father told us also that he paid up. So since our father says he paid up, even though you have a shtar now saying that he owes you the money, you're going to have to swear before you could collect that money. But let's say the Yisaimim of the Leiva say, that our father, the Leiva, told us, that he never borrowed the money in the first place. So now, since the other children have a shtar, that their father did lend him the money, so therefore the klal is, Nefroyim Shlei B'Shvua. The kids don't have a right to collect the money even without swearing for it. Why? Shekoloi Melo Levisi. Whoever says, I did not borrow money, and we have a shtar now that you did borrow the money, it's as if you're agreeing and admitting, you're telling us for sure that you did not pay up, because since you're saying you did not lend the money, that's for sure admitting that you did not pay it up. So true, you're saying you didn't lend, but we don't believe you, because we have a shtar here, Adim, that are saying you did lend the money. So therefore the lachar is, we have a right to collect from you, even without swearing. But then the Mishnah says another case is, when the frash lay before of, in the case where a person skips town and the Malva now comes and wants to collect his money, so Bezdin goes down to his property and collects without him. So in such a case, the Malva has to swear. Omer Ravacha Sarabira. Maisa Bolof Nereb Yitzchok Beantuchia. It happened a case once in front of Yitzchok Beantuchia. The Yomer, he said like this. They did of the Mishnah that if the husband skips town, we collect money from him. It's only by an Isha. The case where the husband gave his wife a get, and she wants to collect the ksuba now. Mishun chino. So as far as we always want the ladies to be happy about collecting the ksuba, that they'll be happy to get married in the first place, so we always make it easy for them to collect the ksuba. Therefore, in a case where the husband will skip town, the rabbanan go down to his property to pay her up. But in a case where somebody borrowed money, and then the guy skipped town, and the Malva now wants to come and collect his money, Bezdin will not go down to collect for him when the person is not here. That's what Rav Yitzchak wanted to say. For Rav Amar Rav Nachman says no. that afilo balchoyt, even in the case of balchoyt, we borrowed money and you want to collect, and the guy skipped town, we also give without him. We don't want people to start borrowing money for hoylech v'yashim dinas hayom and a skip town and a fill. He doesn't have to pay back the money anymore. And if that's going to happen, people will stop lending money. People will be afraid they'll never get their money back. So therefore, the Rabbanu made a takana that if the guy skips town without paying back, Bezdin has a right to go down to his property and take away the money to pay up the amount. Then at the end of the Mishnah says that Shimon Oimer calls the man to ask the Basa. When does the Isha have to swear? Only if she's collecting her ksuba, the widow. But if she's not collecting her ksuba, she does not have to swear. This Gemara says, Reb Shimon Ahai. What type of a shoe is Reb Shimon talking about? So Amar Reb Yirmiyo Aho. It's going on this case. V'nifrash lo b'fonov. Lo tifre lo b'shvua. Then a case where the person is not there, and we take the money away from him. It's only if you swear first. So Lashono Limzoini, Lashono Luxuba. There's no difference whether the Isha is coming to collect her Mazonis, or whether she's coming to collect her Ksuba, she has to swear. For Yosef, if Shimon Lameh, if Shimon comes and tells us no, calls the Mancha to ask Ksubosa, Yosha Mashbinoisa. If the case is that she's coming to collect her Ksuba, then the Yoshim have right to make her swear. But ain't the Tavas Ksubosa, in the case where she's not coming to collect her Ksuba, then I tell you, ain't Yosha Mashbinoisa. The Yoshim don't have a right to make her swear. Okamisla gave a plukta de chonan of bnei kanim gedolim. There's the machlokes by chonan of bnei kanim gedolim. There's none. Mishogum dinas hayom. If somebody skipped town, the yishter tavas mezonis, and the wife wants to say she needs mezonis. It's chonan no ma tishba b'soif, but tishba b'tchila. She swears at the end and not at the beginning.
Rashi says that means b'soif means at the end. If she ever gets a get and she wants to collect a ksuba, then she has to swear. But at the beginning, when she wants to get her mezonis for a mezonis, the wife does not have to swear. And this the Gemara says, Nechlu Kuala b'nei Kanim Gedolim. The Kanim Gedolim argued, the Yomer, and they say, Tishpa b'tchilu b'saif, that she even has to swear at the beginning when she wants to collect her mezonos. Also, she has to swear that she did not receive any money yet. So therefore, Reb Shimon Kechanan. Reb Shimon says, Kechanan, that an Isha only has to swear when she wants to collect her ksub at the end. But at the beginning, if she wants to get her mezonos, she does not have to swear. And I tell you, Rabbonin, the Tanakhana of Mishnah, Kibnei Kahanim Gedolim. They hold like the Bnei Kahanim Gedolim. They say no, the Isha has to swear even if she wants to collect only her Mezainis. Not only for the Ksuba, even for the Mezainis also. Alright, we'll stop here.